journal. I was working on my sculpture for the Tri-County Art Festival when something neat came in the mail.
Thanks, George.
All right. Anything for me, Mom?
Well, you can open this if you want. It's just junk mail.
Dear Occupant, you are already a semi-finalist in the Ponzi Publishing Sweepstakes, making you eligible to win. Whew, that's a lot of zeros. This isn't junk. Oh, I could be a zillionaire. That's me. Hey! You've just got to finish this puzzle and send it in and...
I hope you know what the chances of winning this are, Douglas.
Uh-huh. But look, we've already unscrambled all the words. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this puzzle was really tough. How many people do you think can figure this stuff out?
42 years, Werner.
What's that?
It's been 42 years since we started this damn plane contest. And nobody's ever won. Maybe we should just call it quits.
Nuts! I'll never call it quits. There must be somebody who can...
What is it, Werner?
Glory be, Jasper. Somebody's done it, dagnabbit. Doug Funny's won the contest.
Let in the sunshine, Werner. Our search is at an end.
I nailed in the puzzle and spent the rest of the week on my sculpture. The mail's here! Thanks, Mr. Willikers. Congratulations, Doug Funny. You have made it to the Super Semi-Finals. All right! Just send the enclosed puzzle and a nominal $25 fee. $25? Where am I gonna get $25? Hey, Mom!
$25? That sounds like a lot of money. I'd really think twice about it, honey. You know, sometimes those contests aren't what they seem to be. How do you like my latest design for the recycling center?
Neat, Mom. Well, maybe I'll just see if I can do the puzzle anyway. Just for fun. The second puzzle turned out to be even harder than the first. Publishing is proud to pay plentiful prizes. All right. I did it, Pork Chop. I did it. Too bad I don't have the bucks to send it in. Oh, well. No big deal. It was fun while it lasted. I guess.
Doug Funny. After 11 and a half years, she's finally come in. Of course, you did remember to send in your 25 bucks, didn't you?
No.
It could have been yours, Doug. It could have been yours.
Rats. I don't have enough. Pork Chop, old pal, can you lend me $9.74?
Mm-hmm.
Just $9.74, Skeet. Chump change. For this small fee, you'll be made a full partner, eligible to receive half of $1 zillion. What do you say?
I don't know, Doug. I read somewhere that statistically, you have a better chance of being kidnapped by aliens than you have of winning one of those contests.
$1 zillion, Skeet. Just think, Skeet, $1 zillion.
All those zeros?
25, 26, 27, 28, 5. Uh-oh. Oh, man. We're still $2.87 short.
Sorry, Doug.
All right.
Come on, come on. Yes! Pennies. I never wear these anyway.
Aren't you supposed to enter that in the art festival today?
I don't have time for that. I got $1,000,000 to win. Only 5 cents to go. Give it up. Skeeter and I waited for the mailman every day after that. There wasn't much else we could do.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Skeeter. We're going over to the Honker Burger. You guys want to come along?
We're kind of short on cash.
Yeah, man. We're broke.
Broke? Broke? What is broke?
We'll explain it to you on the way, BB.
See you guys.
This is it, Skeet.
Come on, open it! Open it!
Congratulations, Doug Funny. You've reached the Grand Super Bonus Finals. Another round?
Oh, right! We're finalists!
Yeah, but this time they want $50. Skeeter and I spent all week coming up with ways to raise the money.
Get your lemonade! Only $50 a glass!
Five, 10, 15, 20. Come on, hurry up, Skeet. But finally, on the day of the deadline, we pretty much whittled down the possibilities. Well, we've got until the post office closes at 5 o'clock. I can cash my savings bond or ask Judy.
Guess that means the savings bond.
Yeah, but my grandma gave me that. It's supposed to be for my college education.
Then you're saying...
There's no way around it.
Ooh, you've got guts, man.
Me lend you $50? You are a riot.
Whoa. All right, half. You can have half of the winnings. But please, I need the money quick before 5 o'clock.
You're not getting a dime.
But
why don't you just forget this stupid contest? Wouldn't you rather be an artist? It's so much more artistic.
An artist, right. A starving artist. No, no, my friend. It's my turn to burn a masterpiece. A masterpiece I value more than life itself. Cursed be the day I ever started on this miserable path.
Doug, you're right. It is your savings bond.
Thanks, Dad.
But I want you to think very hard about what you're doing. You've had this bond since you were born.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
That's 11 and a half years. 11 and a half years accruing interest toward your future.
Yeah, my future is a zillionaire.
You'll be throwing away those 11 and a half years on a gamble.
But it's not a gamble, Dad. I'm a Grand Super Bonus finalist.
Along with how many others?
Well, I don't know exactly. A couple?
I'm glad you see my point, son. I know you'll do the right thing.
Yeah, Dad, I will. Oh, no. I can't believe it. Hello? Hello in there? Please, somebody. It's an emergency.
Oh, sorry, son. We're closed.
But I gotta have this postmark today. It's the deadline.
Oh, one of these. Sure, kid.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yo, Hiram. Got another Ponzi puzzle.
Are all those...
You bet. We get them every week.
But I'm a Grand Super Bonus finalist.
Yeah, kid. You and a zillion others.
Man. I guess everybody was right, huh, Porkchop? Guess I never really had a chance.
You got a letter, Douglas.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
I'm sick of mail.
Would you just open it, Dweezoid?
Well, wait a minute. This says I won third prize at the art festival for Dog Crossing the Delaware. But how? I didn't even enter.
I entered for you, knucklehead. You can bow down and praise me later. I'm late for rehearsal.
Wow. Thanks, Judy. Well, I guess I learned a good lesson. Get-rich-quick schemes sure are tempting, but you just can't count on them. Better to stick with what you're good at, like me in art.
Congratulations, sir. You're the new winner of the Canine Sweepstakes. And here's your grand...